Welcome to the brand new Davison Athletic Complex. Far cry from the Jarrell Room. Having a press conference in this type of team room and venue, it's really been having the opportunity to have this building has really been special for our players, for us as a program, for recruiting. And I keep saying just it's a game changer, but having the opportunity to be in here and just look around at how nice this thing is just reminds me of just how fortunate we are, the many people that contributed to make this whole thing happen. So welcome to the Davison Athletic Complex and the team room and the press conference. So I told the team, never take a win for granted. Half the football teams in the country are going to lose today, you know, and we found a way to win a game. It was not what we would deem as an offensive performance, flashy, special, full of big plays, and all that, but what it was, we did not have a turnover. It was solid, and it was a smart, hard-fought, routine, grinded out, win the football game type of performance as an offense. And I think there's a lot of guys I could sit up here and talk about, but really proud of what they did offensively today, even though we've had some opportunities to make some big plays. But what we did was we never hung our head and we kept grinding. Defensively, same thing. I mean, I think we had 100, we'd given up 100 yards at offense on at halftime. I thought the defense was keeping the ball in front of them. They were flying around, they were making some things happen. I give FIU an awful lot of credit. Ron Turner is an excellent football coach, and I thought did a great job. Ron Cooper, their defensive coordinator, had a great scheme, had us kind of guessing a little bit in some of our spread stuff. I thought Steve Shankweiler, the offensive coordinator, put together some great schemes from an offensive standpoint, and they went out and executed them. But I thought our defense kept the ball in front of them, didn't give up the home run ball or the big play, continued to play hard and physical up front, and I thought really controlled the line of scrimmage as a defense. And then emotionally, this game was hard. Emotionally, when you came in here at halftime, they were spent. I mean, you could just see it in their eyes. They were, wasn't so much physical tiredness as just as emotionally, I think they were spent. Last week was hard. We talked about the challenge it was going to be coming in here and playing an emotional game at home, as drained as everybody was. But I'll tell you what, they didn't show it on the field. When you watch the film, you certainly won't see it, because I thought they played incredibly hard. I thought they played incredibly physical. And like I said, did what they had to do to win the game. Special teams, I think our kick cover and punt cover teams did a much better job, but I think our kickoff return team has got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of work to do on our kick return team, and when you've got a guy as explosive as Carlos Henderson, you got to find a way to get him going. And right now, we've either got to look at personnel, who we're doing it with, or what we're doing, but we've got to get something going as we're four games in on kickoff return. We've got to make something happen with that and at least give Carlos an opportunity to get to the second level. That's our responsibility as coaches and as players. So proud of the team, proud of the win. Always nice to win. Conference game at home. Kenneth Dixon is a stud. That guy, I think we're going to look back. I don't think we realize watching him play each and every week just what a special player he is. And I think we'll look back at these days and say, I remember when Kenneth Dixon was doing that in a Louisiana Tech uniform out there on that field. Because tell you what, I've had the opportunity to coach a lot of great players, and I've truly been blessed to be around some great running backs. But I don't know that I've ever had anybody play harder or be more competitive than Kenneth Dixon is as a running back. And just really glad that he's on our team, because I think he's a special player. And this was a game that we said with their defensive ends, we're not going to sit back and pass pro them. We cannot throw the ball 50 times today. We're going to have to be able to run the ball, and we're going to give the ball to Kenneth Dixon. And he showed just how special he is, and he put this team on his back, scored 3 touchdowns, made a great competitive grab down there in the corner, went up and got it, and then had 2 great runs. Just really proud of him.
What was the difference between this week and last week in terms of finishing the game? Didn't finish off Kansas City when you had a chance, and you finish off FIU late in the third, early in the fourth?
I don't want to say they didn't finish, because I'll tell you what, I mean, when they take the ball and drive 92 yards with a minute to go put the game into overtime, hard to say that they didn't finish. I mean, it's just so did they. I think it was a different team. This team, we were able to run the ball this week. I think they've got really good defensive ends, but I don't see the similarities in the two just because of the differences in the teams we played and the defenses we played. I thought our team competed incredibly hard last week. I thought they incredible. I wouldn't take anything away from them last week.
Welcome. Okay, well, I'll go back to last year. You
We were.
So you finished the game today.
Yep, we did. I mean, we did what we had to do. We were able to run the ball. I mean, that was the difference. We got the ball. They had a little momentum going, took the ball down the field, did a great job getting the onside kick, and then we were able to run the clock out from there and being able to run our four-minute offense and make first downs and challenged our offensive line, and we had to make a first down. If we don't make a first down, we punt it back. And, boy, that last drive they have, they went the length of the field in, I don't know, 2 minutes, you know what I mean, something like that. Went about the length of the field in about 2 minutes. So I thought the offense did what they had to do to finish the game in the four-minute offense.
What did FIU do in the second half offensively to mix it up and get you on
your field? No, we weren't going to give up the big play. We said if we don't give up the big play, make them earn it. And what they did, they dinked and dunked us. They threw the ball underneath. We zone blitzed some, and they just threw a lot of quick game. We were blitzing them a lot in the first half and having some success with it, and they came out in the second half and said, we're not going to try and throw the ball down the field. We're just going to throw the ball underneath, and 1-2-3, and the ball's out, and the blitzes can't get there. And they did a good job of pitching and catching it on that drive. But you look at almost all of them, I mean, most of the throws were underneath, you know what I mean, just underneath. And we just said, we're comfortable with that, keep the ball in front, and rally to it and make tackles.
An explosive run on your first series. How important was it to get a hit of the eight ball early on?
Yeah, I mean, it was important, and I thought Kenneth, I mean, the O-line did a great job of blocking the hole we ran. As a matter of fact, we ran a play very similar to that on the first play of the game, and Kenneth went outside the block, and he was like, that's my bad, that's on me. I mean, give it to me again, don't go away from that. He got back up inside, the pulling tackle did a great job with the kick block, and then it was one-on-one with the safety, and Kenneth made him miss, I mean, and then went the distance. But no, I think it was huge to get off to a fast start and get up 7-0 on the board. It gave our defense a little bit of breathing room, knowing that, I mean, it's kind of like a pitcher in a 0-0 football or 0-0 baseball game. You know, it's like, whew, I just want to be able to take a breath and know I can make one mistake and we're still going to be okay. And I think that's big, and it gives your defense the opportunity to really be aggressive and play with some confidence when you have the lead.
How big was the hat ball turnaround?
How big was what? Huge. Carlos went out late in the game. You know, Carlos went out late in the game, and I think Paul was such a competitor and such a good player and made a couple big catches for us there with the guy draped all over him, and got a holding call there out late when he tried to take the guy deep on them. It turned out to be offsetting penalties because we had a hold as well. But I thought Paul really did a nice job, and it's nice to have him back. And then, you know, with Carlos going out, I'm looking forward to playing a game where we have Carlos, Trent, we have Connor Smith back, and we have Paul Turner, and we're healthy at wide receiver because we haven't had all four of them out there together yet. We haven't had three of the four out there all together yet. So we'll see what Carlos's injury is and get some treatment and see where we are with it.
You rotate the interior offensive line a good bit in this game just to get some fresh legs out there?
Well, and Brunson's back. Brunson came back last week, and I don't think he was ready to play a whole lot last week, but had a good week of practice this week, and having O'Shea, him, Robinson, and Mahaffey, and then having the three tackles, Carpenter played, Jens Danielson played, Darryl Brown played. We played seven guys on the offensive line and rolled a lot of them to try and keep some fresh guys up there. They've all earned the right to play, and right now I don't see a big difference between any of them, you know what I mean? I think they're all just playing really solid football, and I thought they did a nice job today on the run game inside. We did not do a very good job protecting our passer against two of the better pass rushers in this league.
How important is it for your offense to have that added dimension of Driscoll's rushing ability?
Yeah, he really, I think, you know, look, last week he rushed for 80 yards. You know, he had 30 yards in sacks, I think. So he had 80 yards rushing last week. But when people want to really start trying to take away Kenneth, and he pulls it, and he made a couple big plays that were momentum plays for us. Had the thing on the one touchdown drive. He ended up making a big pull and getting out to about midfield. But I think he's doing a really nice job of executing the offense. If it's not there, he's throwing it away. He's not into stats. Yeah, I mean, today we got under center and let him hand the ball off some and put the saddle a little bit on our offensive line and our tailback, and I thought they did a nice job. But it's a big part of it, not only having Jeff's ability to run, which we didn't have last year with Cody, but when you have Kenneth going one day away and Jeff going another, you've got pretty explosive things to do in the running game.
Why did you think some of the single back two tight end looks would be so effective coming into the game?
just all the movement that they were doing and the scheme that they put together, we didn't come in and say we were going to play a lot of tight end fullback. We didn't come in and go, hey, we're going to get in this and pound the ball. It's always been a dimension in our offense that we have if we need. And I felt like with what they were doing in our spread game and bringing corner fires and field blitzes and making it all look the same and jockeying back and forth, you were in a guessing game. And you guessed right, you maybe gained 10. If you guessed wrong, you lost 3. And so just to try and get some consistency, we solidified our edges with Ricky or Marlon, and I thought Josh Gaston played a heck of a game at tight end. He has waited patiently as a senior to get his opportunity with all the four wides we've been playing, and I thought he went in there and did a really nice job of playing physical at the point and really gave us the opportunity to develop that running game. I think their defensive ends are probably two of the more athletic defensive ends we've played. I think their two defensive ends are athletic. They rush the passer. They put them wide. They speed rush. They move inside. They put a lot of pressure on your tackles. Last week and against Western Kentucky, they put a lot of pressure on our interior, on our centers and guards. A lot of moving, twisting, and doing a lot of that type of stuff. And I think they have two of the better defensive ends, but I think Kansas State's two guys inside were flat out men. I mean, I thought they were big, strong anchors in the middle that were really hard to get any type of inside running game going that we were able to get today because of the way we played inside and the speed that they have on the perimeter with their rush ends.
What type of impact did Bo have? It seemed like every time he was in the backfield.
Yeah, Bo, I thought, you know, Nick Thomas had played great last week. Bo Feed at the Will linebacker, I thought, played really well this week. Did some really good things. I think especially, you know, just at the end, it was play, base defense, get in your zone, eye the quarterback, rally to the ball and make the tackle, give him the underneath throw. And I thought early when we were bringing a lot of pressure, Bo's very athletic. And I think that both Bo and Nick are doing a really nice job. But last week, I mean, Nick was the guy that came free an awful lot, and I'm sure when they watched film and they saw 24, they were sliding protection, and that gave Bo some opportunities to be one-on-one and get in the backfield. And I thought the front four played really well up front and create some penetration.
The first time in 11 home games defense hasn't had an interception. Do you think that especially the secondary, they might be pressing since last year? There were a few balls, and I know CJ Cleveland literally hit him in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost had a pick six, was like a few inches away. What do you think that
No, I don't think it's so much pressing. I think, you know, when you look at other teams pay their coaches and have scholarships too, you know, and they watch those films and say, wow, you look at how we won last year. We created a lot of turnovers. We made a lot of big plays. And so what we're seeing more of this year is underneath ball control passing, don't put the ball in danger. And then defensively, we're seeing a lot of quarter, four deep, you know, don't give up the big play and keep the ball in front of us. And that's why I thought today was really – I thought it was a great victory for us as a football team because, like I said, it wasn't about flash and sizzle and blitzes and interceptions and turnovers. It was about fundamental football. Don't turn the ball over. Run the ball. Play action pass. Keep the ball in front of you. Make the tackle and find a way to win. And our football team did that today. Like I said, it may not have a lot of sizzle, but there was a lot of substance in that win out there today for us as a football team.
What did that mean?
Well, I like having the opportunity to play early. I like the 1:30 game. I like an 11 o'clock game. I mean, I like the early game, having the opportunity, get out of bed, eat pregame meal, get on the bus, come to the stadium, let's play. I think it's hard sitting around all day waiting for a game at 7 o'clock. It's hard for your football team. But I felt like, you know, the last 2 weeks playing an earlier game, our football team's gone out there. It's really, you don't have time to think. You know, you wake up, you shower, you eat, you go play, put on your uniform and play. But what it also does is gives you the opportunity to enjoy the afternoon a little bit more, to go home, watch college football, let everybody else sweat over a fourth down call for a while you sit on the couch and watch them. I mean, having ULL and them being next week's opponent give us an opportunity to watch that game on TV, see it from a little different perspective than the coaches that we get, and so we'll get an opportunity to watch out a little bit and kind of enjoy this win and then come back in tomorrow morning and get ready for ULL.
What did that tell you about this win, about your team, the first three games, but throwing it all over the yard. Now, you know, like you just said, not a lot of sizzle, substance. Kind
yes.
Of hard nose win. What did that tell you? What did you learn by
it? It's just I'm really proud of them. It's healthy to win a game like this, to grind it out and find a way to win. You know, a close football game that's in question. You got to run the ball. You got to make some stops. I'm proud the offense didn't have a turnover. You know, I mean, I don't know how long it's been since we've gone a game without a turnover, but in the last two games that we've lost, I believe we've had four. And we're minus two on the turnover ratio in the last two games. And we talked as a team, if you can have two turnovers if your defense gets three. But if your defense doesn't get any, your offense can't have any. And we've got to make that balance as a team. And I thought they came out and they grinded out a win today. It was a hard-fought game, two-conference game that was very physical. I know there were a lot of guys laying out there on the field. I hope everybody's healthy on both sides because it's awful early in the season. And I know they've got some injuries in their secondary and some guys on defense. But I thought our players just really grinded it out. They played a physical, hard-nosed football game, didn't turn it over. We played smart today. We played smart, which we have played hard the last couple weeks. We haven't always played smart, and I felt like we did a really nice job of that today.
Have you been impressed with the offense, considering you're not getting as many short fields as last year when you had a lot of turnovers, and now you're having to go the length of the field instead of starting to drive it?
Yeah, and you look, I mean, really, we scored 27, I think 27 today. We had a drop in the end zone. All of a sudden, you make it, you know, there's 35 on a day when you never got a short field. You know, on a day when you didn't have a short field and had to take the ball, and the field position the first half was awful. I mean, it's like we were inside our 20 every time. And when they kick the ball off and we start on our 17-yard line, that's a joke. That's not fair to this football team. You know, I mean, when we're backed up, you got to go 80 yards every time you get it. That's hard on an offense. It's hard on, you look around the country on people that are scoring points. There aren't many people that are driving the field four and five times to score 35 points. And I think it says a lot about the way Jeff Driscoll's playing, the way Kenneth Dixon carried the ball, the way Trent Taylor made some plays out there, the way they're blocking, and the fundamental things that they're doing right now. And that's why I think this was a great win for us as a football team, because it wasn't about sizzle. And that's kind of what it's been about blitzing as a defense, trying to make something happen, a lot of energy offensively, big plays, you know, misdirections, trying to scheme them. This game was line up. We're running zone here. This is where we're going to be as a defense. Beat us. And I was proud of this football team to go out and win the game the way we did today.
Anything else?
Right. And I think Bo Feet's a stud. Oh, I'm sorry, Bo. I didn't see you there. Nice job today, Bo. Nice job.